here's Palmer back on first and goal, throwing for Myers, who dives into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Raiders.
And again, the Raiders trying to get into a two-possession game, an 11-point game. The pass caught, touchdown, Brandon Myers, his second of the game.
Well, that's one way to solve the Raider red zone problem. Throw the ball to 83 more as he dives into the end zone twice there. Once the first one to the pylon, and the second one, a little pivot route in the end zone. His first two career touchdowns. And here to talk about it on the Silver and Black Show is Brandon Myers. Congratulations to you, Brandon.
Thanks for having me.
Did you save both footballs after that? How'd that work?
No, I didn't.
Now, tell me about the first one, because that was an impressive one to me. You got a little headlong there. Looked like Darren McFadden going for the pylon there to get that one.
Yeah, you know, it was this simple route to the flat, and Carson found me, and I was able to get in.
And the second one looked like he just sat down there on the goal line, a little pivot route, and just sat down and caught it.
Yeah, it was a route we run a lot. It was in zone. So I sat down, and, you know, he found me again.
Yeah, Carson has been lavish in his praise with you, ever going back to last year, but more so even this year, about how smart you are, how you recognize coverage, how you know how to run routes. Talk about the relationship you have with this quarterback.
You know, he came in during the middle of the season last year, and we kind of started building trust with each other there. You know, throughout camp, I kept saying the main thing is, you know, to earn the coaches and the quarterback's trust to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And we've worked on that, you know, throughout camp, and it's finally starting to pay off.
You guys even actually look a lot alike. You spent so much time together, you're starting to look like each other.
I've never heard that before.
Now, I could tell.
Yeah.
How often do you get that you're Carson Palmer?
I've disappointed a lot of little kids, that's for sure.
Is that what it is? They're all coming up. Number three, can you sign this for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does look for you, and he looks for you on the key situations. Third down, he likes to look for you. And also in the fourth quarter, when the game's on the line, he looks for you.
And it comes down, like I said, being in the right spot at the right time. You know, you make a few catches and he'll start coming back to you. So, you know, luckily, you know, I've had success there. And, you know, whatever it takes, you know, to move the chains and to get a first down.
Yeah, this is your fourth year in the NFL. And your first 3 years combined, you caught 32 passes. You had 4, 12, and 16. And I thought in your first training camp, you looked a lot like Zach Miller to me. And I thought, could this guy be another Zach Miller? Are you a better player now in your fourth year? Or are you simply being given, for the first time in your career, a chance?
Yeah, definitely. I would, you know, I'd be wasting my time if I haven't gotten better in the last 4 years. I took a lot of things from Zach and a lot of things from, you know, other guys who played here. And you know, when you get an opportunity, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make plays and be counted on, and that's what's happened.
Now, the first thing we asked Dennis Allen about with the tight ends, he said, if you're going to play for me, you can catch the ball, but you got to be able to block. I mean, that is the first requirement of a tight end of this offense, is to be able to block.
Yeah, definitely. The tight ends in the tight end room, you know, we pride ourselves on being able to block and catch and play special teams. So, you know, that's what we strive to do, and, you know, that's what we're expected to do.
So give me just the mood of the football team. We were also encouraged after the back-to-back wins over Jacksonville and Kansas City. And last week, although you guys put up 32 points, you lost the football game, and now you got a tough one on the road. Halfway through the year, what's the mood of this team right now?
You know, and everyone's still excited. Everyone's still fighting for that one goal. You know, we want to make the playoffs. We want to be able to extend our season. I think it showed a lot last week. We were down, you know, even previous weeks we were down. Pretty resilient guy, you know, a bunch of guys in the locker room. Come back, fight, and, you know, we didn't get it done, obviously, but, you know, I think that shows that we're all sticking together. And if you do that, you're going to win a lot of games.
Now, the comeback was amazing. I mean, you're down 35-17. You think it's over, and somehow you got back into the game. Talk about the quarterback, especially when he's one of the no huddles, because it seems like he's the guy who's really running this offense at the line.
Definitely. You know, he controls everything from the formations to the protections. It's pretty – when he's out there, you know, it's easy because, you know, like I said, he just calls the right plays, you know, at the right time, mix it up, run and pass. And we've been pretty successful at it. So, you know, I think that's what he's best at doing, you know, leading the guys down the field. And we continue to do that, you know, I think good things will happen.
You jumped into the no huddle right away last week and stayed in the whole game. On the road, you've used it sporadically. Is it that much harder to use the no huddle and to get to all the checks with him on the road?
I mean, obviously, on the road, you know, it's louder. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, where we're at in the game, how we're doing, what's the flow of the offense, stuff like that. So.
All right, Brandon.
Appreciate it.
He's not Carson Palmer, youngsters. This is 83, not number 3, yeah. But in the end zone for the first two times in his career. When we come back on the Silver and Black Show, it's our weekly chat with Raider head coach Dennis Allen.